It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it look like podcast. Welcome. This is episode 4. We got Tech in the building. We got Brooklyn Flames in the building. We got a surprise guest coming and sitting with us. This is, what you want me to call you, man?
Because
you
got a nickname. Randall. You call me Rizak too.
They hear you. You know what I'm saying? So we got Tech in the building, man. This is what it look like. Episode 4. We got Tech in the building.
What's up, man? 4, man. That's what we doing, man. Yeah. Yeah.
See you all dripped out and all that, man.
You know, looking all, I love this ghetto.
This is just the regular.
You know what I'm saying? That's light for you, but for us, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Once after y'all get them sponsors, then that's where it's going to be great.
Wait. It looks like you don't have any creases on your shirt. Yeah, but it looks like you don't have any creases, so you're all right.
But I want some fly shit. You know, I want to. This is some fly shit.
But you don't have any creases, so you.
Brand new,
yeah.
Pop a tax like tight.
Come on, so, yeah, I ain't even getting none of these tees.
Slide over, let me see.
I guess I ain't worthy of these. No, what it look like tees.
Slide over a little bit so you can.
Thank you, brother.
There you go. Let me see.
Because my friend, my brother, Light.
I didn't know what y'all was trying to tell me.
I don't get no t-shirts or nothing.
Yeah, it's a lot of focusing on drip. That's why you didn't know you was in the shot. Yeah, yeah.
But nah, you know, you definitely coming dripped out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a light day for you. You know what I'm saying? This is what it look like, teacher.
We have a shirt for you, okay?
I appreciate
it. Like,
thank you. Thank you.
Man, listen, you know we go way back,
you
right?
Know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You was my first interview when I first started out with, I was on Bushwick Radio.
I remember with Bully, right?
Yeah.
Bully's my guy. How's Bully doing? He's good?
I'm not even in Brooklyn anymore, so I lost touch with a lot of folks, but yeah.
Well, big up Bully, you know.
Yeah.
But we here today, what it look like?
I'm going to make a statement. And you know, just want to hear how you feel about it. I personally consider you guys the EPMD of Brooklyn, and I'll say the reason why is because you flow, right? You guys feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. My question, and I'm just a rap nerd, right? When you guys in your creative process, when you're pinning that pad, are you guys in the same room, right? Okay, this twofold the question. Initially, before digital, were you guys in a room together writing? And now with technology, are you no longer in a room together when you're writing?
It depends. It's yes and no. It depends on, let me see, how can I put the studio session?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, well, you know, back then before, how you say, the digital technology, before records and tracks was emailed to each other where you didn't have to be in the actual studio with the producer or just say if you had a partner, things was emailed to you. But before, we had a machine which was similar, well, no, it was bigger than that, called a reel of reel. And that's where all the music was on. It was on tapes. It was on a big mixing board. So you had to be in the studio with either your partner or the producer to get the music. But as far as the writing process goes, sometimes we are together. I would say more times than not, we're not together. But, you know, when we come together, it's a whole different ballgame.
So you went from the cipher back in the day, right, to now the digital cipher.
Yeah, it's like, that's like session at the dog hilly.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know what that is.
thought you was a rap nerd.
I'm sorry.
Session at the Dog Hilly was actually one of the songs that was on our debut album, The Shining.
I'll mess with you.
Which has everybody, rest in peace, our brother. Say it like a G, I miss my brother P, Sean P.
So much.
And Session at the Dog Hilly, that displayed OGC, Helter Skelter.
Yeah, yeah.
Top Dog, Louisville, Shrang One. And of course, Helter Skelter, Buck, and Smith & Wesson. My partner, my brethren, my brother.
Rest in power.
Still, yes.
Yeah. You know, I know. It was a little tight. I want to make sure you're sharp, right? Now I'm going to... It's Cypher, right?
I actually got a question for you.
Yeah, can I ask him one question, right?
You just have one question.
No, this is hip-hop right here, right? What did you mean when you wrote, "I came through the door, I said it before, I never let the mic magnetize me no more"?
When I wrote that?
Yeah. You didn't write that? No, okay, I'm sorry. Next question. You know what? It's a long day. I got a lot of these going. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I had the wrong notes, guys.
I
had the wrong notes. I'm sorry.
I'm a big fan, of course. You know what I'm saying? You're a hip-hop legend. I see you branching off from the rapping and you in your movie game. Mm-hmm. I saw you on the first episode of Tells. How did that come about, man? Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. I have to give props to my brother, Born Legend, who was the writer of that episode, my brother Legend. And if we're doing it like that, I got to big up Giant. I got to big up everybody that we was in the gym with, working out in True Grit up in the BX. You know, that's where we was working out with our brothers, Sean from Fresh, Kiss, of course. It was a few of us that was in there, like on a daily. BJ, who's Irv Gotti right hand man, and my brother Legend, like I said, he wrote that that particular one. And being that, you know, that's what I'm trying to do now. Being with hip hop, it opens so many different doors.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you plan on taking it further?
Send them scripts in.
I remember when I first met you, we did a scene. Caught Up? It was a whole bunch of us.
Wasn't that Caught Up?
It was Caught Up with
Mr. Cheeks.
Did that come out? I'm not trying to be funny.
No, you never actually finished recording it.
Okay.
That's where I was Nichols in that joint.
Okay, so that was when you was like just
started. I was really just getting started into it.
Yeah, I just came to kick
in. I did a few voiceovers since that, which I would love to continue to do. And I did a joint with Three Blind Mice. That was a cartoon with MTV that I did a voiceover with. I did a joint called For Colored Boys that our sister Stacey Muhammad produced. Of course, the Tales joint that you can check out is up now. I got a little part in Better Than My Last, which is by my man Quan from Breathe Weight, that he has his life story and a couple other people that's in it.
So you're doing your thing.
Definitely still working, doing his thing.
I'm trying to keep it going, man.
I want to get back to Tells for a second. So did you have to audition for that part? Being at your man,
I did. I thought it was like a cheat code.
I thought you just.
If I had the cheat code, I'd be in so many more jokes.
Let me pose this since you brought that question up. So Idris Elba, right in the movie The Beast that's out now,
mm-hmm.
his daughter auditioned for it, didn't get it, right, and she was upset, and didn't speak to him for 3-4 weeks, and the argument was that that's my dad, I should have got it. So in the spirit of conversation about auditioning, what's your view on something like that? Would you want to help a sibling or a child?
Of course. I mean, if it was up to me and I was an A-list actor celebrity and I could pull that string, then yeah, I definitely would get my son, especially my son, daughter, niece, nephew, whatever it is, even a close friend that I know, you know, it can change their life. And if that's what they want to do, seriously, I'm not just going to stick my neck out for... I'm not just going to stick my neck out for a bum.
Very shameless.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not going to embarrass
You're not
going to
take
me.
It seriously,
like, yeah,
right, right.
Yeah, but
if
you're serious about the craft,
you seriously
right.
about your craft, then yeah, I'd love to be in that position. To, like, I well, there's... If not that role, then a role that's right. gonna join.
So now let's apply that you being a hip hop legend and you it's what we're saying. That's how the word legend comes from. It's not what the right. So you have a reputation. So again, if you have a relative or someone who's not good,
getting sick.
The jokes there. That's why he's over there, not over here. Yeah. So, if you have, let's say again, a relative that is in once again in the rap game and isn't that good, but you have an opportunity to put him on him or her on the track, would you do it? And if not, if you do, if you don't, why not? And how would you explain
First
it to them?
First of all, because they're not that good.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, if you're just talking, yeah, I could make a skit up for you. You could do a skit.
Yeah, yeah.
You could talk your shit,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to embarrass. Well, okay, since my name would be on the line, yeah, you would still be embarrassing me, my reputation, but people are still going to look at you and... When you're alone, you're going to know that you're whack or not that good. So as far as spitting verses and bars, they're not. But, yeah, you can say a skit. You can do something. If you help me choose the beat, like my son and my bestie, which is my lady's daughter, which, you know, we lost to sickle cell, is like my music coordinators mm-hmm. when I do my Dolo projects. Like, I go to them for what's dope in the street right now for, you know, that age generation.
Yeah.
And even this joint I put together, like, they really helped me and they help us. So that's what keep me being able to reinvent myself. So.
Yeah, the bottom line is you do have standards and codes. So.
Blood clot.
Yeah, okay.
Because you kind of still relevant. In a different, it's a different era. You know what I'm saying? You're relevant.
Yeah,
I'm talking about.
I'm just.
I'm drunk.
No,
my apologies.
Don't
relevant.
Blame it on the alcohol.
You know
what I mean? We're not gonna blame
you
it on the alcohol.
You know what he had me drinking?
No more drinking.
I had to go to three stores.
Get some water so he can.
But
you know,
Capri Sun.
That
that's what.
Let me start
Capri
over.
Sun.
You're relevant in a new generation with the younger boys, mm-hmm. and your music is still like you got bars. You really spitting. You're not
right,
a
right.
gimmick. You've been doing this.
Nah, I've never been a gimmick. And
you know what I'm saying?
For that's again, that's. Me taking myself serious and wanting to be relevant, having to be relevant, and reinvention of myself, because a lot of this generation, you know, they might not recognize me per se from the music, because our first album is like 27 years old, so that's older than some of the young kids that's out here that's gunning down each other, that's going to jail, that's missing the uncle and the father in the household. A lot of them recognize me from the acting chops that's happening, or the like, the Respect Life joint, the joint, damn, they gonna kill me. What's the name of that joint from Pink Houses that I
Oh, Project Heat.
Project Heat.
Yeah, I remember that.
See,
they
wrote me out of the cast, so I can't even remember it.
Yeah, Project
Heat. But yeah, so a lot of the younger generation actually recognize me for the acting screens than, you know, but. The bars are still there, definitely. So once they see that and they put it together, they be like, oh, but you, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it works together.
But who would you want to work with as far as the younger generation? Who do you listen to? You know what I'm saying? Cause like, I don't listen to most of the young people right now. I got a few favorites, but I ain't really checking for them.
I mean, I listen to dope music, man. So it's some of them I don't even know the names of them. I hear the flow, the melody, what they talking about, and I catch it. Like, I don't even have a radio in my house, so I don't hear the norm that's on the radio daily. Like, I'll catch a Sirius XM joints or something that's blasting, like my nephew or my son will be playing, and I'll hear the flows from that and be like, yo, who is that? So, I mean, I'm willing to work with was dope music, and you know, just keep it going for the culture.
So, if there's any changes that you can make,
Tiana, man, I have to get that out.
Okay. So, if there's any changes with the music industry today, like what would it be? What change would what would you want to bring back to this industry as far as
bring back?
Bring back, like you know, because.
I would say what's missing is a lot of, or there was, I'm not going to say it's missing because they still might claim it at certain labels, right. But which is the A&R department, which was helping groom the mm-hmm. artists
right.
to show their full potential, like helping them, showing them how to do interviews, how to put a show tape together, how to perform, how to carry themselves. And just, you know, because once, you know, you come from where we come from, which was nothing, and you get some money in your pocket, not saying that it changed you, but the circumstances and the atmosphere around you may look at you like you changed, but you still thinking you your normal right. self. So you
guys
have
to
know,
put in the work. Like, you guys had to put in the
yeah,
work.
Yeah, we was thrown to
and
the lions.
This day and age, you just have to do one TikTok to become, you know, viral, and then people just thinking that okay, yeah. because I'm viral, you know what? I'm talented. Right, I can right, do this. Right. I can do that. Yeah. And it's so much more than that. So
yeah, it's so much more. But there, shit, it was one hit of quitters back then too.
Yeah.
It was overnight success.
Listen,
the same
I always said
way
I could
is,
do
man.
If I could do a one hit wonder. I'm good. Just give me one hit.
See,
good.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think and say that. Yeah. You know, and sometimes it happens and. Sometimes it don't. And when it don't happen for them, when they was looking at it like that, then their dreams is crushed or their plans are deterred. So you always got to have a plan B. For me, failing is just not an option.
So let me say this. With the difference in today's artists, and you know, I bought you cassettes. That's how old I am. I bought the cassettes.
Damn.
Then what is a cassette? What is a cassette?
And then I got to the CD, and then it snapped, and I'm like, damn it. Then I got to go, I got $16. Anyway, so.
So,
there's a saying that goes, and this includes me,
mm-hmm.
but all the classics, Duck Down, everything. I wish I can do that. And now in today's generation, it's, I can do that.
Mm,
and I'm saying that to go back to what you said, because I think it is it's the responsibility of the parents and family to hand down legends like yourself the music, because if you go, as you know, in the music industry, you go to rock, the rock fans know Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. They might listen to somebody new now, mm-hmm. but they'll listen to maybe Jonas Brothers and consider really rock, but that's an example. They'll know Grateful Dead. They'll know Rolling Stones.
See, and they, not to cut your wisdom, but that's the only thing I really don't like with or agree with hip-hop. We're the only genre of music who tries to cut out the pioneers or who try to forget about the legends, where, like you just said, Grateful Dead to these people, like, they still know them. They still making hit records and touring. Hip-hop is, like, the only one where it try to say, oh, it's a young man's game, a young woman's game, and they forget a lot of times of the pioneers or where they came from. Like, even, like, when the, which joint was it that the Lil Wayne came out with Swiss, where he did the beat with, the G-Dep beat, they thought that was original Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
They didn't even
want
to give the credit to G-Dep or even had any idea where it came from. So, you know, it's just, you know, I hate when we try to separate it, and dope music is dope music,
exactly.
Garbage music is garbage, and timeless is, you know, there's always, you go to a wedding, you go to a bar mitzvah for anything, and when a certain song come on, hip hop, beer, whatever it is, if it's dope, it's timeless,
mm-hmm.
your body's going to react to it.
Yeah.
I got another one for you, right? I can lead right in. So, now this one will be a little touchy, right? So, I'm from the era, again, with my age, and where I bought Duck Down albums, but I danced to Diddy. And you guys, right, Duck Down, you guys were the anti-Matter or the Matter, and Diddy, shout out to him, was either Matter or anti-Matter, right? It was opposites. And when I look at that time, and now with movements like Griselda and you know, to Trust Movement with 38 Splash and this connoisseur rap, they call it with Rock Marcy. They're to me, just like you guys. Splash. Yeah, 38 Splash, thank you. And just like you, just like them, back in the day, and where you guys were the anti of that. And I think that and when people start looking at history, they're going to see that. And that brought balance, because when we saw Diddy doing this, you know, we don't have a Rolex, but then at the club, I'm doing that. But then when I'm on the train going to work, I'm home of the original gun clappers.
We weren't the anti of that. Mm-hmm. That was what the fan or the people boxed us into. Because we was listening to Diddy. We was listening to that when we was rocking. For me, I came up on with Mob Style. Don't take 7 Fab, take 8th Avenue. Mm-hmm. I was rocking joints like that. Coogee Rap is my favorite. Was always my favorite. Top one.
Cool genius of rap. Yes.
It'll never change, but Big is the best to me. So those two never waver.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say we was anti, because we was just doing what we knew to do. We didn't experience all those good party times. We didn't come from that. Whether we made hits, just talking about what we experienced. Mm-hmm. And what the streets was. We was our neighborhood ghetto reporters. Mm-hmm. So we wasn't going to the parties. When we was going to the parties, we was sneaking in the parties with knives, robbing the parties in the parties. So that was fun to us. It wasn't, we want you to do this. So we were
like okay, here.
And that's what it was,
And the audience, you know, being the fans, when we saw Music Video Box or The Box, that's what we thought. We compared both. We listened to both.
Mm-hmm.
We compared both. So in the daytime, again, we're on the train, we're rocking your music, and then at night, you're on the cruise or whatever, you're hearing
What the fans do, though. I see that the fans was always trying to cause conflict, like, you know, and behind the scenes, they don't know that y'all breaking bread together. Y'all doing this and that. You know, they just like, oh, well.
I think the fans, you know, they sometimes they don't understand what it is to be an artist. Like, they're pigeonhole the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll fuck the artist growth up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the artist may put out one album, and then when it's time for their sophomore album, the fans be like, yo, I don't want to hear no growth for what you did. I just want what I know you for, that same style of what you did 2 years ago, however long that break was. And so it takes them a minute to grow with them. Like when we had to switch our name from Smith & Wesson to
the Coco Brothers,
it took the fans a little to put one and one together to realize that the two was the same people. So it's not really there for a lot of time. It's just the industry and the media, they don't, and it's sometimes the artists where you, like, a lot of artists that be, like, for me, and this is, I'm kind of an introvert kind of shy. I don't do a lot of talking. I stay out of the crowd environment unless, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. But other than that, we don't, back then it was really no hand-to-hand communication like it is now with the social media, your Twitter account, your Instagram.
But, you know, I think though, too, you know, and I'd say especially as, you know, black people, we're lazy, right? And I'll
a lot of us are.
Very lazy, because intellectually lazy when it comes to our artists. Again, I'm going to say legend, because that's what we, if you whack, we're going to say you whack, right? So legend, and I'll give you an example to your point. The famous sophomore slump.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you come, even second album, soon as you come out, second album, they're assuming it's horrible.
Right, right.
But then when you tie that to movies, well, you have Star Wars, first movie, but Empire Strike Back, the best movie ever. Jaws 1, but everybody loves Jaws 2. So, you know, it's. I think it's us. We're at times with our art in hip-hop, we're intellectually lazy. We want to hold on to that one album,
mm-hmm.
and don't want to let you grow. Now, there's some artists have grown and just didn't work out, but there's some artists that have grown, and you can see. Let's look at Chronic. Chronic first album, right, had that G-Funk. The second album, totally different.
There was really only one Chronic, one Dr. Dre album.
Yeah. Well, that the mailman. You get my point though, right?
He's trying to test me.
She just put out a joint 7 shots.
Nah, just because I made one mistake about that line, I thought that was in line over here.
So I got a question, right? Being that you're a legend and you source both sides of the fence, like, what do you like now? The streaming, like, how did you adapt to that? Like, if somebody offered you a major, would you accept it or would you continue being independent and doing your own thing?
I mean, I think we as the artists, first of all, we got to get in our mind and keep it planted that we are the bag. So it's not like when someone offers you the bag. Like, we're all multimillionaires in our brain and our mind and our heart. We just got to learn how to get it out. And I was watching an interview with some people that was just out, and you're like, yo, when you want your names mixed in those money talks and in those rooms, and a lot of times you might not know that it's happening, but it is happening. And the people with the money, they don't have you. They don't have us. Right. They're looking for us the same way we're looking for them. Yeah. Right. But if that bridge is burnt and slumped under 1,000 feet of water, then right. it's Facts. Not, you know yeah. what I mean? So, I love to have the big machine behind us, pushing us to places where, because sometimes as an indie artist, you get capped. Your ceiling is there. If you have that machine to raise you up out of that, then that's dope too. But even some indie artists, they sign those deals and they be like, yo, I'm still indie. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of to me. I'm still going to be me and do what it is that I do. Right. So, I mean, but yeah, as long as I ain't selling my soul and booty hole and they coming with the right.
Because now you got control in your hands. Like, you got a platform. You can promote yourself. If you're having a show, you can sell your own tickets on your social media.
But that's kind of crazy. Like, even that point right there, I never seen an artist promote a show so much as I've seen in the past 10 years.
Right.
I guess the social media, because that just wasn't our job.
Yeah.
Our job was just to get paid, deposit up front, get to the venue, perform, get the bag in, or get the back in, then perform, because some people hustle backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was that. The promoter and the club promoter, that was their job. That was street teams, put up flyers and sell tickets. Nowadays, it's like, again, technology could be a gift and a curse because the artists themselves have to get out there and promote that they are coming to your town. Mm-hmm. Some artists may be like, yo, shit is beneath me. But, you know, when you fully engulfed into it, then, again, when losing ain't an option, that's what has to be done.
You got to put in the work.
You've been in the game for
so long and, you know, respect, because this industry will eat you up.
Oh, this shit.
And, you know, to see legends still doing a thing is just amazing to me because, again, you know, this is not for the weak.
Nah, not at all. You know? You got to be tough skinned. Exactly. You got to be tough minded. And you got to have a dope team. Right? You got to have a good solid team. You definitely can't do this shit alone.
Absolutely.
That's family, friends, however it go. You just got to weed out the bad.
So right now, you know, we're dealing with a lot of stuff in America, right? And, you know, obviously, black folks, the saying goes, when America gets, gets a sniffle, we get the flu, right? Right? So with everything going on, right, everything, in politics, social injustice, do you ever feel pressure that you really, I mean, you put gems in your music, right? You peep the jewels and gems, right? So I'll give you an example. People have complained about Jay-Z, you know, and where he's still, the lines where he's still talking about selling, right? And you're a multimillionaire. Do you ever get pressure that you have to really, literally speak on what's going on? Not gems and jewels that we have to like, oh, I caught that metaphor simile, but really speak on an issue.
Nah, me personally, no, I don't get pressure because we've been doing that from the inception of our career from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to slip the medicine in between the good
like
taste
that.
And food.
We've
been doing that. I say we, Smith & Wesson, Boot Camp, Health & Scale, LGC, we've been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But where a person come from is what made them to the person they are today. So he's not, when you say Jay-Z, he's not talking about, yo, I'm still in the hallway or I'm still. Yeah. He's telling you his trial and tribulations that he went through. So hopefully, if you listen to the jewel, you can rock the jewels he gave however you want, however you please. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but nah, there's no pressure there. I mean, as an artist, you want to reach your audience with some type of information, something that's helpful in their life, because music, like, you know, the saying, calms the savage beach. This is the thing that changed our lives. This took us out of the street, where in today's society, they're going backwards with getting the money and then trying to get the street cred the wrong direction.
Yep.
But again, without that OG or without that triple OG or father or uncle, even an older brother to tell them, like, nah, my little nigga, my little sister, look, this... That ain't the way. You gonna do that for this amount of time or period? But listen, when I give you this book and I walk away, don't just fling the shit. Open it up, glance through it, and then you make your own steps from there. And at any given time, you feel like you're getting tripped up. You got my number, you hit me up, and we chop it up and talk about it. So it's E1T1 for me. That's each one teach one for, you know, don't know. And just to answer the question, there is no pressure, man. Pressure builds diamonds. So
I'm
with it all.
We on What It Look Like podcast episode 4. We got Tech in the building. We're about to preview some of his new music.
You know
what I'm saying? We've been talking too long. We could talk about what you're working on. What song you want us to go to right now?
This is my joint that if this the right ones, I know Light be fucking up.
He behind the scenes right now.
He's around the way in that big new pretty white Jeep he got.
So. It's a hybrid. He's pulling himself right now.
Out there. I don't want no stalkers on him.
All right, so what?
So this is the Coach Put Me In joint. This is actually what my partner Flash, Big Young, Culture Pushers. This is the new wave that we pushing right now. It's still Smith & Wesson, but again, it's reinvention.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
What's happening, Young Shake?
What's up, Legend?
What's good?
Trying to get on.
On with what?
Hustle. Make money like you do.
Oh, you're talking crazy. I thought you were a call away from the league. This is legal money right here, Young Shake.
I know, but I could hit the lottery before I make the pros. Only 450 players make it to the league. And to be honest, we in a fucked up situation right now.
I hear you, Young Shake, but these streets ain't what you want, huh? He's out here dying and shit.
Yeah, but I can handle it. I had to pull out on a nigga the other day on the roof.
I think being a rapper and a hustler is a pretty sight right now, Young Shake. So right now, man, being a rapper is one of the most dangerous jobs out here. You might as well go clean windows on a fucking skyscraper, for real, you feel me?
But that's why I need niggas like you, Young, and Flash. Show me the way.
Damn, Young Shake. You really put me between a rock and a hard place.
Yo.
Good. You still doing that thing you was gonna do, right?
Yeah, we talked about?
Yeah, sure. Take Young Shake with you.
Walk, man?
Yeah, you think he ready to show on the ropes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Coach. Friday. Stallone, I see you. Let's go. This one for the culture right here.
Culture.
Flash. Tech. They say they wanna hear. Young get busy. I'm too busy. Two big gorillas with two glizzies. 5'4 but walk like I'm 250. Nowadays these niggas is too pretty. Like a chick with new titties. Trying to get my attention like who is he? I'm a bad boy. They call me the new Diddy. They thought I didn't have it like I said. So I blew 50. On some prime real estate. Now I got condos in two cities. They ain't wanna play my joints, it was too gritty. But nowadays it's starting to sound way more familiar thanks to Griselda. I could get these bars off without feeling like I'm a failure. The hood won't rep you until you shit on them and then they smell ya. I've been a star since the womb, that's what I've been trying to tell ya. But it's cool cause the boss need workers, I send the bees with the honey out. That's corner shit posing with your money out, I'm in a black tee with no brands on it. I paid a grip for it and I could give a fuck if you know it. Cause I'm on that buy and sell retail. I plan to buy the house by the water with all the seashells. I'm giving too many details. When we see the bitch in you, we press a nigga like knee nails. And pull the skirt up on these pussies acting like females. But I get it though, cause times is hard. Trust me, I'm a man of God. Stand at odds, ready for the battle. Here's my hand and rod.
Hey yo, Yon, it's been a change of forecast, time to switch the weather. Yeah, I'm getting married, but hip-hop will be my bitch forever. See, me and Tech invested in a couple big endeavors. Ain't nothing like a street nigga with his shit together. Proving facts, through it all, I refuse to rap. When the judge threw the book at me, I read it and threw it back. Fuck him. Shook never, world copper, cook seller. I'm a hood dweller, pushing wood grain and good leather. When it's cold in Jersey, I be like Pierron to that good weather. De Niro, Leo, the Pesci, I'm good, fella. Now, I ain't never gave off that soft guy aura. Now, I ain't the plug, but I still could get across that border, but dub that. Try and get my niggas off that corner. When they hear me rhyme, it's like seeing man walk on water. I'm South Jersey's all-time scorer, nigga, the prototype. I'm from the era of them old bank heists and stolen bikes. No fabrication, statute of limitation, I know my rights. They told me rapping was a gamble, ain't think I would throw my dice. I got a little fame, but my heart is still cold as ice. I know I'm nice, nigga. Flow more spooky than Poltergeist, nigga. Know your worth, don't ever think you overpriced. See, I grinded my whole life so my life could change overnight, nigga. Coach. Put me in.
Hey, yo, look who's back in the same hood that he came from. Except now I own the properties I slung and came from. I gotta say thank you to the people and my OGs who tried to steer me away from all the evils. But it was choices of my own. Got off of the crumb shit and drove the bread truck home. This new balance on life, it's just begun. I'm handing more to sneakers and clothes down to my son. This 40 cal is your alarm clock, sign of the times. And it's gonna ring off, you fucking with me and mine. To your career, get you no returns. You against me like short versus long terms. You can take one jewel and build from it. Add on, the whole fam can eat from it. Let the congregation say amen. Everybody can't go, but we can all win. We got the same hour, different work ethics. I ain't got no F's on my arrest record. I take you back to the day I was talking BK and most black CLK. You ever seen a beautiful angel with a dirty face? Or trying to get somewhere by jogging in one place? We smacking y'all boys by 10. I'm at the scoring table. Coach, put me in.
Boom, 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 boom. Yo, check this out. This is your boy, Tex, Smith & Wesson, Culture Pushers, Boot Camp Click. Say it like a G. I miss my brother, P. This is my new joint with my man, DJ Ken Do, straight out of Japan and Brooklyn. Tex shot you.
Boom.
Techno Stavon. Techno Stavon.
Word. Yo, I popped the cork off the rich. My nigga said Tech talk is shit. So that's what I'ma do. Walk on these niggas like I rep the set in blue. On hood, I ain't crippin' no. I gotta kill everybody flow. I'm comfortable in the presence of the shooters. I'm in the hood like them new e-scooters. I give easy understanding so you understand. The upper hand is always better than the lower hand. When I say I'm made in the image of him, the most gracious taught by the pen. Then your whole crew full of lanes. Burnt them so bad they said his hoodie caught flames. I'm defined by nature. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about paper. It's smoke.
DJ Ken Do, Brooklyn style, baby, Brooklyn style.
Yo, Ken Do. Hey, yo, I've got a deal on the table.
wreck to get a check for my street dialect. I tell them let's crunch numbers. Big Drake pound got it booming like thunder.
Boom, boom.
Finger on the trigger till the bullet's gone.
Bullet's gone.
Nigga, if it's on, then it's really on.
What?
I trust even less than I did before. I don't sit or eat with my back to the door.
No.
Old habits die hard. This is for my niggas that's still spinning yards.
What?
With 400 on the bench. Went up in 92, I ain't seen a nigga since. Off-brand niggas tryna beat. You know what the real I'm free till it's free with smoke.
What's going on, everybody? This is the What It Look Like podcast. We got Dre De Andre, got my man Light, and you got Randall Digital. Right?
Yep. All right, this is Zach Digital.
Yeah.
I go by either one.
And you got Tech
and
now.
We got Tech here. I'm introducing everybody.
Boom, boom,
so.
boom.
There you go.
What's up,
there you
yeah,
go.
I just saw that video. Tech shot you.
Yeah.
It's a good video, yeah. It's dangerous. It's got a gun in it. Anyway.
That was
just a joke. I'm here on the set, y'all. What's
he
up?
He is mic'd up, so be careful.
I'm on the set, y'all. What's up, y'all? We here, man. Dre's here, new on the team. Yeah. This is Rizak Digital. This is my brother. My blood brother.
Rizak?
Rizak.
Like, going backwards?
No.
Retract?
Explain your name, my brother.
R-A-Z-A-K. Rizak. Rizak. Key to the Lord.
Key to the Lord.
Yeah. I have the key.
I learned you are the key.
Thank you, sir.
I
thought you was my friend.
You can't breathe his shirt.
We're not turning to a roasting session right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We good? All right,
that's dope. Mm. You know, Deshoy came up with something like that, that he would want to do a roasting session for hip hop.
That'd
be dope.
Can you record it?
Yeah, we got it.
You good though?
Yeah. You know Deshoy.
Yeah, I know Deshoy.
He came, I mentioned something to me about that, but it's like, you know, in hip hop,
we're kind of, you can't.
What the fuck you say? That'd be,
that would be so, how dope would that be? Yeah.
Imagine everyone roasting Snoop Dogg.
Well, he's
I
done
think
some.
Snoop has
yeah.
done plenty of
roasts. Yeah,
roast,
he's done
though.
Plenty of roasts, yeah.
I'm saying, like, just think of, like, a...
Like if I said
who's the most serious? Just think of like a Billy Dance, or MOP, or
somebody roasting Ella G.
No, because Ella G is funny. Ella G, I'm trying to think of somebody
more serious.
So I couldn't say to them like, you know, your mother's so dumb that to take the 4 train, she took the 2 train twice. So
yeah,
I couldn't say that.
Think of the worst person you could think of in hip hop of as an MC. You would say that to. That would be like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you get too personal, nigga. Right. Wait till.
Yeah.
Who
you think?
I think names. LG. I would think.
How about Raekwon?
Raekwon is kind of even tone. It's certain people like that. That's even tone. Like us Geminis, we're even
murder.
Tone. So we have
how about Uncle Murder.
Yeah.
I don't know, because he's a different murder now. He's making money that different.
Right, different.
He's
yeah.
not making money that different. He's passport gang. You know,
who would sit down and get roasted?
You got to think of one. Everything is kill, shoot him up, kill,
I'm
kill,
serious,
kill.
Oh, serious all the time.
I don't smile on camera. I ain't got no...
What about a Chuck D?
Oh, no,
I'm gonna say he's serious. He's more political.
Yeah,
he's a serious
that's Uncle
man. Chuck.
Yeah,
he's probably
Uncle
intellectual
Chuck.
Laugh.
He probably would like that.
He would like that.
But that's neither here or there or this
show.
That's just Detroit's joint. But let's get into it. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. You want
to start? Okay. So I had a question, right? So
send y'all who y'all thinking under the comments.
Yeah. It's a natural here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's gonna take over.
So like a couple years, well not a couple years, maybe about 5-6 years ago, I seen you at 92KY. You just went to see Nas. He was talking, speaking at 92KY.
The drink trend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I seeing you there was like, oh wow, okay, that's cool, you know. So my question is like, how do you like solidify relationships with other celebrities? Like, you know, like do you have some that you close with, not close with, or you know, have different interactions, bad or good, you know?
Oh, show beef.
Well, not really show beef, but just you know,
it's not really show beef. That's a dope question. Yeah. It's good because. Again, as I said, I'm not a very outgoing person. I'm quiet. I've been shy all my life because just of my voice. Like I used to get teased a lot for my voice, so I used to hurt people.
Okay,
I used to knock them out of violent thing. Yeah, my knuckles are still fucked up. But I think as an artist, when you start to grow. When you get into certain joints, you want to be accepted by your peers. Like you said, you do the digital shit. So there's people that you look it up into the digital world.
That's great.
Damn, I want them to see this and know I'm a genius at doing this. The podcast show, you might look up to people and be like, yo, they get a load of my joint. It's going to be. Yeah. So you want to be accepted by your peers.
Right.
Give me one second. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. Let's give a clap. You know we're in inflation and recession, right?
This is called Salt and Charcoal in Brooklyn on Grand Street.
Oh, okay.
It's in Brooklyn.
It's a beautiful Grand Street. That's not too far. Gerard, there. If you go there, ask for Gerard. Tell him Tech Central.
All right.
Oh, you got the.
I'll go there with my lady. I'm not gonna blow a bag. It's affordable for somebody like me, not somebody like you.
Go by yourself.
What are you
doing?
I already know the answer to that.
That's like Tech Central. You get the 2% discount. And you're good.
They gonna treat you good.
Yeah, say text sent you from the What It Look Like podcast.
It's not on Groupon. It's not on Groupon.
Place.
It's not on Groupon.
It's not on Groupon.
That's
that
a
restaurant.
Fancy check already.
Yeah. No, Groupon. The based on all those holdings, the show up. It ain't on Groupon.
All right, boom, boom, boom. Humble beginners, man. Please check this out and enjoy it. My family, my brother, my PNC for life. Rest in peace, Sean Grady. Rest in peace. Sean P, my man Cookie Head, Brie Voigt Projects, my brother Steel, the whole boot camp clique. This is it, Bucktown. Boom, 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 boom. I walk around town with the pound strap down.
Yeah.
Doors, nobody safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check it out.
I walk around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No front end just in case I gotta smoke some. Round head heads don't act the age. You might be another dead boy on page. Enter the cipher with your lighter. L's are ready, prepare for another all-nighter. But keep a watch for the cops, cause they rock glocks. Coming on the block, trying to rock knots. Pick the acting like they bigger than us niggas from the streets. Cause we stalk mad deep and then walk beats. I guess them all a grudge, cause I won't budge. Playing tough, staring down the judge with my hands cupped. Standing there with my nappy hair and my dirty gear. All a war, yeah, now I'm up out of here. Pigs lick me up and down with the front. Is it because I'm down or is it because I'm from Bucktown? Home of the original gun clap. MC that wanna contest, we got
got your nooses ready, hanging over the trees. Bring on your sounds and get drowned by my massive. Kill your body boy and hold your love up for hostage. Knock, knock, Maggie, knock, that's four shots empty. On a violator that was sent out to get me. I'm tore up from the flow up and everything's black, but still I'm on point, ready to buck, ain't nothing sweet, Jack. Bucktown, I represent it on the love, love. Deeply rooted from my Timbs to my dick above. Don't sweat the bulge coming from my hip. Grip what you get hit when I let my tool click. Nowhere to run, ambush lurks in the dark. Help the skelter smirks while you're getting torn apart. Here comes the rude boys with the gunja plants. Smith and Wesson, generals of the boot camps. Boom with the original gun clap. 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 Another murderer, just another prankster. Rude boy dead, cause I'm taught him was a gangster. Tried to live the life of a hood from the streets. Test the wrong dread, now I'm in eternal sleep. Miss the ripper eye, lurk in the sty. Twist up the gunja when I wanna get high. With my brethren, a Buddha session. Learn your lesson, or get blasted by Mr. Smith or Mr. Wesson.
Bucktown's everywhere, I swear. It's clear to me, you feel the weed, now I really see. Night four round the way, original has come out to play. But for a break day, it's just the regulars. Every day, stay to be and I. Mind's on the way, rhymes feed the mind in time. I find reality follows me where I roam. 360 degrees back home.
Home with the original gun clap. 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 Home with the original gun clap.
Once again, Smith and Wesson, you're doing like this. To my man Buckshot,
yeah,
the Rock,
yeah. Ha, Buckshot, Wolf Mr. Wall. We roll up that next set, man. We are
out of here. Buckshot, let's
to my brethren, Big Williams.
All right, we're back, y'all. Here, the one and only, technically world famous, Smith & Wesson. My waves were tighter than his, but I let my hair grow.
Never.
So, he's claimed, he's the wave king, but...
Wait, I claim? I've been crowned. I have been crowned numerous times as the wave king. Not self-proclamation.
That's the wave king, y'all. That's the wave king. I can't mess with him. So Funkmaster Flex, mm-hmm. right? He's been on a rampage lately. So it started with Conway from the Griselda team complaining that
a lot of music.
Yeah. So here I'm putting this out in the universe. You know, he's already challenged a lot of artists. Ray and Ghost did their two songs, so he's challenging artists. I'm putting out in the universe that I hope he challenges Smith & Wesson to put out two songs. And here's why I'm saying that. And there's a reason why I'm saying
look
that.
Look at my face. Yeah. Look at my face.
Well, you know, I...
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, yeah.
I got a whole album ready.
Yeah.
Please do.
And I'm glad that you know, again, a lot of our top artists are challenging him to you know who you guys are. You know your pedigree. Play the music. So I'm putting the universe, I'm hoping he challenges you guys.
I mean, I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing because it's almost like it's opening the doors again to the pioneers again. It's giving them a whole nother platform to be like the dudes that he's challenging. Like I said, I don't own a radio, so I don't really know who is challenging. I did see some of the Conway shit on YouTube, and I've seen some of that with the Raekwon. Please challenge Smith & Wesson. We have a whole album ready to go that will burn this shit down. But yeah, that goes back to the other things of what we've been doing. Like, you know, like we're in the studio. If I'm not in the studio, yeah. I'm not in the house, I'm in the studio. I think I've built my work ethic from being around Biggie Smalls, rest in peace. That was my man, my Gemini brother. Being around Tupac, rest in peace. My another Gemini brother, and being thrown into the lion's den with our big little brothers from Black Moon. So we've been groomed and been preparing for these moments all our lives. Like this is nothing new to Smith and Wesson. This is what we do. This is what we thrive for, and we like to do this. So it's again, pressure breeds diamonds and makes diamonds. So we look for the smoke.
Good. That's what I'm talking about. You hear that, Funk?
I like that.
We hear that?
It's ready. Smith & Wesson is ready.
Always. All the time. I think Flex know that.
Yeah.
Now, Flex many times. Have you got a question?
No, go ahead.
All right. Now, we know Versus and you know, there's issues now, what's going on in Versus. So we're going to put that aside and come up with our own Versus. Now, everybody's allowed to have their rap superhero and their rap superhero battles, right?
Right.
So, right? You know. Right. So who I got, I would love to see in the Versus, right? I got a list. I would love to see Smith & Wesson versus M.O.P.
Really?
Oh, that'd be
or Smith & Wesson versus Onyx.
What?
Onyx already did it.
But Jada did one too, right? He did twice. So he's because he did he had verses with Fabulous.
Well, he did one as a group. And
But remember, so this is my superhero.
Yeah, that's true. Right. This is my everybody's size now.
Can Captain America fight Batman? Can I have my?
Okay, thank you. So I got a little emotional there.
He said, "Can Captain America fight Batman?"
It's my.
Who do you think will win that?
Yeah.
I think Batman.
Batman?
Because even though Captain America is stronger because the Secret Serum brings him to the highest level of human physical ability.
Batman will find a way.
Batman is relentless. As I think someone said, Batman. I think Thanos, when they asked Thanos, not Thanos, Darkseid, what's his superpower? And he said, somebody said, I don't know, Superman said, his unwillingness to give up. So I think that he would just find a way. But that's just my opinion.
He probably already knows a way.
Or, yes.
He probably already
knows a
way.
Mass a tactician.
Yes.
You know, so see, I'm not crazy.
But
so,
what's crazy is, I have to that point, I have to big up my brother, Drew High.
Drew!
From Duck Down.
Drew!
At the height of Versus, when it first started. At the height of Versus, when it first started, Drew came to me with an idea. He was trying to do, I call it an undercard of Versus, where the artist that's not who those people are in your first foremost to be on another level or another platform to battle, which would be like a Smith & Wesson M.O.P. Mm-hmm. And we actually reached out to M.O.P. We didn't try to label it as a battle or anything. Yeah. It was just more like, you know, saluting and bigging up each other. But it didn't work out for whatever reasons. It didn't happen. But those are just to name two other combatants. It could have been so many more, just, you know, like other artists that was out there. But you know, because when they make platforms like this where they, you know, the backpack rappers are forgotten about, or the other little guys, we need those platforms for those people also, because there's people that want to see those type of interactions that's happening at the same time, you know. So and it wouldn't take away from anything that Versus was doing. If anything, it'd bring to the culture, which is number four of the show again that we talk about right here. And I think it would have been a super dope look to get some of those, you know, underground, backpack, whatever you want to label those artists. It would have been dope.
Yeah. I think just, and again, that's my dream battle. Like, for example, people don't, again, we talked about in the other segment how, you know, our view, black people are, in my opinion, intellectually lazy with our legends in hip hop. People don't know that Primo and Pete Rock in Japan, Primo and Pete Rock in Japan had a battle. years ago. They had a Versus, and actually, then Just Blaze and Alchemist had one. And people, you know, I think that, again, and keep going back to the reason why we call you guys legend is for us to call you legends. But to keep that word legend, we have to keep saying, we have to acknowledge your growth and support. And stop being just, we just have a short memory. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's attention why. Attention span is like,
span.
It's getting shorter and shorter. Right. Yeah, so many songs.
Yeah.
Everybody went from 4 minute songs to 2 minute songs.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why is that?
I mean, you said
technology sometimes. You know,
one of your songs, one of my favorite, we don't take up too much time with the long rhymes. It was one of your, I forgot what song it was, but.
That's,
act like us, be like us.
They try to take it too much of your time. NYCITY, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because you know, nowadays you want to get to the point in and out before they change the station or before they fast forward. Sure, you can still fast forward a record now if it's whack. But I think the more and more we deal with. We evolve as human beings and everything. We're soaking up knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I tell a couple of my peers, like, I had to unlearn a lot of shit that I learned to relearn a lot of shit that I need to learn today. And I think that's where a lot of people might be stuck at. They don't want to unlearn to relearn, to advance into what's happening today, the future, and everything. So I think that's the, you know, the more you grow is because there's so much knowledge out there. Knowledge is infinite. And being you soaking it up, you learning something new, or you should try to learn something new every day, every minute, every hour, that you don't want to get stagnated. Because procrastination is the death of dreams of us all.
Yeah.
So you just want to keep evolving and being the best you that you can be.
Gems and jewels.
Yeah.
Gems and jewels.
Anybody you want to work with? Going in the future?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people I want to work with. Man. I mean, I don't think it's over for Smith & Wesson. I don't think it's over. No, I don't feel it's over until the Most High Allah calls us.
Yeah.
On that day, because we all have a date, and he knows that day, he's the best planner. So I'm just grateful to be able to be here and still be doing it, to be on this platform. I've known this brother for years.
Yeah.
Helped him with a lot the same way he helped me through a lot of times. So I think the more we're interacting with each other, the more we know and learn about each other and is able, is that the way you should say it? Is able, are able? That's the way we're able to help each other and raise each other instead of bad-mouthing and putting each other down. The crab-in-the-bucket mentality been around for millions of years. So let's change the narrative about, you know, it's time to uplift and help each other. You know, like, this is a beautiful thing to be here. Like, he asked me to do this so many times, and I said, no, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to do this shit.
Was it shirt tight?
Yeah.
Was it shirt tight?
That's what I don't know where this tight shirt shit came from. I don't know where that hairstyle came from. No, matter of fact, that came from, what's some call it? Basquiat and Little Fame. Once him and Fame started doing it, the light started doing it. Like, man. Look at this shit here. Wearing a tight shirt.
Yeah.
We used to go on bike rides from Brooklyn to Harlem to Queens. All of a sudden, he lost a few pounds. Now, you know what I mean? Shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, look, speaking of shirts, man, I got one for you, man.
Oh,
since Lightning won, give me one.
Man. Oh, man.
Like shirt.
That looks good. Thank you.
It looks very big or something.
Yeah,
it is very big.
Yeah. So, you know, improvise. You know,
okay,
we can get you. That's good?
Oh, no, you can. That's a blanket. We got another one for you.
All right, what are we giving you?
No. This
we got your size. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Yeah, I need like an XL. All
right, cool.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. That's where it was. I told you we had a shirt one. Bring it in. There you go. Check out this material right here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, the finest kind. What is this?
Silk?
I'm building
this right here. Silk. A lot of y'all don't know. This guy is a funny guy. Like he says he's quiet and whatever, but behind the scenes, oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy got jokes for days. One time, I can tell everyone a story. I don't know. It was hanging out in the city.
Wait,
one time.
What son say? This is damn, what Denzel say? What? You got a blotcher stain on this shit. This shit is
alpaca.
This is alpaca. You got a blotcher stain on this shit.
Oh boy.
Watch that.
All right, there you go.
Nah, but what you were saying?
And that one time we was out, you probably won't remember because you was drinking. We was out and we went to some for you.
Throw me under the bus.
Straight up. Now we went to some club, it was everywhere. One time, you know, we was out late. Mm. I forgot where it was coming from. He still wanted to try to get him home. I'm like, you gotta get home. Nah, shut the fuck up, like. I'm like, yo, what you got? Yeah, fuck you, shut the fuck up. Oh, car ride home.
Wait, that was probably because you had them nasty ass. What's that white boy band telling directions? Please turn left. Backstreet Boys. Make a right. Please turn left. Yo, get that shit out of my ass. The fuck is that? Tech, please turn
left. GPS. Also, Tech knows about comic books.
Oh, yeah, I used to be an avid comic book collector. I lost a lot in a house fire.
Nancy Drew. The Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
What? Those kind of comic books? I mean, who's asking?
The Hardy Boys? I'm not subscribing to that.
You can ask him, like, who will win from a fight, the Hulk or Bruce Banner?
I think that's a trick question. So
what do you think Black Panther 2 is going to be like with Submariner?
I got to answer.
I just want to see.
Oh, I want to hear this.
I just want to see Submariner, but
his sister.
Yeah, she's Black Panther.
Here's may I?
Yeah, break it down.
There it is. A quote. Here's my issue Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace, and his family said that they should be cast. Rest in power, sleep well. Should be cast another Black Panther.
They should.
What's happening with this Black Panther Part 2 is that they're putting a lot. If you notice, there's a lot of females that are casted, which is great because in the comic books, Black Panther, his sister did take over.
Mm-hmm.
What they did with what they're doing with Namor is that they're giving him a Mexican kind, so his ancestry is Aztec. So that's a slick move, a smart move, very smart move. But
is he Aztec or what is he? Mayan?
Yeah, it's gonna be half Aztec. No, not. I mean, he was pure Atlantean, right?
But
in the movie, he's gonna be half Aztec. So we know what the motive is. A smart motive. But here's the issue. We've had multiple Superman,
right?
Spider-Man, Batman,
multiverses,
Joker.
Yeah,
you could have had another
Black Panther. Easily.
Let it run one more time.
I think they did that out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
The way, he was a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
The way he fought to the end without nobody knowing. So I kind of
applaud him. Can I challenge you? Christopher Reeves.
Right.
Like, we knew about Christopher Reeves.
Mm.
The thing is, we didn't know about Chad and his illness like that. He didn't let it be known that something, that he was even affected like that. So I kind of big them up and salute them for that fact that they didn't cast. Being that it's part two now, if you carry it on to part three, then I think you should cast. Yeah.
So I mean, that's a valid point. I think what's happening is that right now, when it comes to black male images,
I could be Black Panther in part three.
You think so?
Yeah. Why not?
Because I got my beard under the mask, it'd be like the Panther whiskers and shit.
You gotta rock the light shirt when you
Hell no.
Wipe off your opponent's blood, then throw it away. I got you.
That's what the tat is for.
Now I got a question.
I got something. When I moved into my igloo, my friends threw me a housewarming party. Now I'm homeless. Yeah, that wasn't funny. Moved to an igloo. Housewarming party.
Host.
That was invented.
No. What do you call a man that's always in debt? What's your name? Owen.
Owen?
Oh. So here's my question. So we're going to move on from that joke. Okay, we're going to move on. So.
Man, I know why y'all, brother. What were y'all joking?
We're going to move on. Right? So here's the question. Here's the controversy going on right now in hip-hop. The influence that was Latinos/Hispanics part responsible for hip-hop culture as we know it.
I've seen that. For my hip-hop culture, as when I came in, yes. Mm-hmm. I had plenty of Spanish and Puerto Rican friends. I went to high school in Hell's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I went to Graphic Arts Print High School. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had a bunch of I wasn't born in those days of, yes, y'all, 1-2-1-2. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that hip-hop culture was like. I mean, I did the research, and I did the evidence, and I see people, there's Latins and there's Spanish people that was 5% nations mm-hmm. that used to go to the ciphers in Fort Greene Park. So, yes, I have Puerto Rico, the Lugos from Fort Greene. So I know of these people. But for my introduction into hip-hop, my answer would be yes. I wasn't with Grandmaster Caz and mm-hmm. big up all those pioneers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that introduction of hip-hop was until he did the research. And yes, I see Spanish people.
Then how do we explain then the majority of, and we're going to be very specific, let's say with MCing, mostly black?
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't find that true. Maybe in your face is what you see is mostly okay. black.
Fair enough.
There could be twice as much as Latino MCs and rappers. That's just like saying the majority of rappers are male. But at the same time, there's a whole demographic of female MCs that's out there that what men or hip hop don't give the light to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's not a fair assessment of what it is.
But so what? So then that's a good point, right? It's what perspective, what you see in front of your reality. So now I think there's still a general consensus of what we see in numbers, right? And the numbers still show that it's more black people than Latins in the forefront, whether overground or underground. So,
but that's in hip hop. What about reggaeton?
Mm-hmm.
In that genre of music, there's more Latin people than mm-hmm. there are African American mm-hmm. and black people. So, mm-hmm. again, why separate the music? Dope music is dope music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it Nori was one perfect one who blended. Mm. Hip hop with reggaeton,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So if he shows that it can be done, then it can be done. Is it up to the artists themselves to reach out to those other type of communities and be like, yo, let's do a duo? What's happening? A collab? Is it money? Is it the eyes? Who knows? I'm not in those people's shoes. I can't give a definitive answer to that.
So then to your point is it valid then that now that Italians are saying that they're major contributors to hip hop because black artists, right? Let's use the example Wu-Tang, Wu Gambino. They're now saying because we're using their names, are they now an important factor of hip hop? Because they've just started now. They're jumping in and saying that as well. Like, and we're talking mm-hmm. now, and I'm saying just from a historical, it's like an archaeologist historical perspective. We go back. You know, because they're saying that now they're part of it.
But, because I don't know if we're going to wrap it up soon, but I'll bring that as, like, at the time, there was a lot of cool movies that were out at the time. There's Godfather, the Bronx Tales, and a lot of that was all Italian. So at the time, you know, everything for black folks was cool. Mm-hmm. So they just took the names and used it as, you know.
But the same.
I don't want you to think that question stumped me. I just want to give you a correct.
What do you think about the dinner? The wagyu.
The wagyu right now. Definitely think about it. Because if I'm not out here on time, my wife is on fire. But I think. Okay, so boom. Again, that's what's in our foresight.
Yeah.
Because we're in 22, just like 5-6 years ago, remember it was, I don't remember his name, but it was the big Jewish rapper. You remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, there, it was a couple of names. Not Little Dicky, no. Not Little Dicky. It was another one. That's from like right around here. That was going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he was doing reggae, right?
Yeah. No, he was doing rock.
Did he say reggae?
No, that was a reggae one. It was a reggae one too.
No,
it
was a reggae one. Yeah. He was straightly with the big hat.
Yeah.
The long overcoat doing the.
Oh, remember his name?
Yeah. I forgot his name.
But that goes to say, okay, Italians, we did. First of all, a lot of Italians didn't accept us. We couldn't even go to Howard Beach.
You know what I'm saying?
Or we couldn't go to that Benson part Hurst. Of town. Right, Bensonhurst. And it was, before they even stopped us, it was police that were stopping us on our BMX Huffies, red lines, little black nigga, you don't belong in here. Get the fuck out of here, turn around, ASAP. So it was a lot of that. So we didn't see them. And what we created this hip hop from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Again, yes, there was all types of people living in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Them burnt down buildings, flipping on pissy mattresses. That was all type of families and demographics that came from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Italians were here. They was the first gangs in Brooklyn that was running around. It's documented in history.
What's interesting.
But was they on the mic rapping? For our introduction, no.
What was interesting, crazy, I saw a video, Crazy Legs, and an old documentary actually said that Latins learned, it was black people that were breakdancing first, and they took over and just, you know. So, you know.
If that's what he said, that's what he said.
Crazy Legs said he's going to break that.
I'm not arguing with Crazy Legs. I'm just
not a break dancer. The only thing I used to do was pop and tap rock.
We're break dancers. I was a break dancer. Come and get quick. All right, tell you, we got to, my wife says I only have two faults. I don't listen and something else.
You get it? Two faults?
You can't even remember. Yeah. But your jokes are fucking corny, bro.
Let me drink some more.
Do you get it?
wait, hold on. That's why the detective lost his job working at the airport. He's always not cracking cases.
Oh. Slate.
Yo, what a...
And it's a wrap.
We got Brooklyn Flames 2 behind the one and only Tech is in the building. We here, go rap. Preach, we're coming and he out of here.
Peace.
You got to get Wagyu.
Yeah. You know we're in a recession, right? I keep asking that question. I'm thinking for all the noodles last night.